everything's almost back to normal again after the doings of the past week. Did you have a good time? I know you had too much of everything. That's all part of it, isn't it? I tell you one thing. I'm glad we're not opening the music box this time tomorrow morning. Oh, no. So far, the Charlie Katz boys are looking remarkably fit and spruce. So let's make the most of it and nip off smartly to San Marino. Nostalgic this morning. Doubtless a hangover from the Christmas spirit, I suppose.
When shall we lot meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
Well, we've got the rain here today, and after the show we'll all be braving it, I think, along Oxford Street, instruments and hats in hand, in search of gold and silver.
Thank you.
coffee, madam? Black or white? With sugar? Just getting in a bit of practice. Next week we're playing a date at Paddington Labour Exchange. Well, that was gold and silver, followed by Rich Brown, belongs to the voice of Bruce Trent, who's come along to join us in our swan song this morning. This first one of Bruce's has a great tune, but if you can, try and take in all the words too. Not too seriously, mind, but a thoughtful lyric to wives and lovers.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, little girl, you better wear something pretty, something you'd wear to go to the city. And dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready for love. So dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready. Time to get ready. Time to get ready for love.
That I dig. You get the Brubeck touch about old Bill Davis there. I always thought that tune was called Hey Little Girl. I tell you, you learn something every day. Now, a couple of last requests here. From your two smallest music box fans comes a card from Rosie and Susie Hall of Leicester, who wish us all the best for Christmas and the New Year and want a tune, as does Lindy Rallison of Fulwell, Sunderland, County Durham. Lindy, I hope you're listening, and thanks very much for the drawing you sent with your note, too. Here we are for you. Some mice on the move. Watch out.
Thank you.
Well, Charles?
Yes, Terry?
This looks like it. Can you get round?
Yes, I can get round, just about.
He's squeezing in between music stands and things. Well, Charles, as a last solo, what would you like to play?
Well, I would like
to... It has to be something appropriate, of course.
Yes, well, I would like to, may I say, a musical cheerio, Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you all, by the way, for all the cards, letters, etc. that you've sent during the run of Music Box. And please accept our apologies for not having been able to fit in all the tunes you asked for. Anyway, Charles, for you all, Auf Wiedersehen. Saying Auf Wiedersehen, perhaps a little bit early. Should it be Auf Wiederhören, perhaps? Well, George Eliot, of course, on guitar, Stan Barrett, drums, vibes, etc., Jack Collier, bass, Jimmy Durrant standing in ably for Chester Smith on saxes, clarinets, ocarinas and things, Bill Davis on the concert grand, and, of course, Maestro Charlie on the Stradivarius. Mind you, almost anything you can lay your hands on would do when they put on their yokel sets for this village band bit. That make you yearn for the concert orchestra, Bruce?
It certainly does, Jim.
It's a long time since we last worked together.
Yes, it is some time, Jim.
It's really nice to see you again on our last music box.
Thank you. I was delighted when I was asked to come along, of course, because I've heard this program so many times as a listener and enjoyed it so much.
How nice.
That it's wonderful to be in, especially the last one, and to give me the chance to wish everybody a happy new year.
Well, thank you very much, and the same to you, too,
thank
Bruce.
Thank you.
Now, what can you find to follow that marvellous first song that you did?
Well, thank you. I've got a song which recently came over from America. I don't think anyone else has ever done it in this country up to now. And it seems to convey a very good message for this time of the year, at the end of an old year, beginning of a new one. Its title is Count Your Blessings.
Good idea. Thanks, Bruce.
Count your blessings. Be thankful every day. Count all the things you've got instead of what you've not. In this world there are many who would gladly change places with you. Count your blessings, count your blessings every day.
You know, some folks are always complaining. They go through life always crying the blues. So they spend all their time just wishing they were in somebody else's shoes. The poor man envies the rich man for his fortune and for all his wealth, while the rich man envies the poor man for his simple life, happiness, and health. Just remember the 10th commandment. Why, it's just plain good common sense that the grass isn't always as green as you think on the other side of the fence. And if you think there's no love in this wide old world, or you ask, where does happiness start? you'll find all the love you will ever need. Just look there, within your own heart.
Count your blessings. Be thankful every day. Count all the things you've got instead of what you've not. In this world there are many who would gladly change places with you. Count your blessings, count your blessings every day.
Yes, I see what you mean, Bruce. Thank you very much. Lucy Newbold of 84 Main Street, Bingley in Yorkshire, came up with an interesting idea in her letter to us the other day. Every Tuesday I love to listen to Music Box, and I wish it could be repeated at night so my hubby could listen too. It's quite unique. I'm not quite sure about that last few words. Anyway, I don't know what it would sound like, say, when they extend the light programs hours and you tune into Music Box, possibly at 3 o'clock in the morning. In the morning. I bet that'll have a bit of significance tomorrow. Well, first TW3, now Music Box is paying the supreme penalty. It seems there's apparently an angry crowd of high executives gathered outside these Maida Vale studios, so let's go over and hear what's going on out there. Execution set. I think our best plan is to drown our sorrows with some whiskey galore. Thank you. tails you win, heads we lose, thinks.
Lucky we know the secret way out of here. We might even meet again one day. But for now, from Music Box, Charlie Cat's Novelty Sextet, Bruce Trent, producer Chris Morgan, and myself, goodbye and Happy New Year.